With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Americans are worried about the outcome of the 2024 presidential election for different reasons.
Even though the U.S. is politically polarized, 62% of Americans agree that democracy could be at risk depending on who wins next November. That's according to a new AP-NORC poll. Voters disagree over who poses the threat. Democrats are concerned about Donald Trump's authoritarian tendencies, while Republicans are fearful of government overreach if Joe Biden is reelected. The poll's findings continue a trend of Americans' lackluster views about how democracy is functioning. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Also at SRNnews.com, a gloomy mood hangs over Ukraine's soldiers as nearly 2 years after Russia invaded their country. They're fiercely determined to win, but as winter approaches, they worry that Russia is better equipped for battle, and they're frustrated about being on the defensive again in a grueling war. Some lawmakers are objecting to the removal of a Confederate memorial at Arlington National Cemetery, but the Pentagon says they are going to go ahead with their plans this week.
This statue was unveiled in 1914. It's a bronze woman high up on a pedestal with a plow stock and pruning hook, along with the figure of a black woman depicted as Mammy holding a child and a slave following his owner into battle. It was one of many symbols of the Confederacy recommended for removal, but some 40 House Republicans have written to Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin objecting to the plan to move it to a national park in Virginia. They say it represents national unity. Safety fencing's already surrounding the memorial. Officials at Arlington National Cemetery say the work should be done by the end of the week. I'm Jackie Quinn.
This is SRN News. Been a big year for one ministry.
Officials with the Fellowship of Christian Athletes report they have distributed more than 230,000 Bibles in 2023. FCA President Shane Williamson says, quote, "We are committed to God's word and biblical truth, and we continue to be amazed at what God is doing to get his word into the hands of coaches and athletes around the world." Over the past 15 years, the ministry has handed out nearly 3 million copies of Scripture. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
South Dakota officials will no longer deny applications for personalized license plates based on a state law that says any tag can be denied if it's found to be offensive to good taste and decency. Officials agreed to the change as part of a legal settlement that found the good taste and decency language is unconstitutional. ACLU sued last month on behalf of a man who wants to promote his marijuana business on his license plate. This is SRN News. The fight against drunk driving continues.
U.S. auto safety regulators say they've taken the first step toward requiring devices in vehicles that prevent drunk or impaired driving. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has announced it's starting the process to put a new federal safety standard in place, requiring the technology in all new passenger vehicles. Such devices were required in the bipartisan infrastructure law that was passed by Congress in 2021. John Scott reporting.
Boeing says airline deliveries are up after they were slowed earlier this year by manufacturing problems. The company delivered 56 commercial planes in November, nearly as many as September and October combined. Most of the planes that were delivered to airlines and leasing companies were 737 MAX jets, including 8 to the United Airlines and 7 to Southwest Airlines. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.